this
Right.
night. Okay, thank you very much, colleagues. Can we just have a moment of silence and meditation and also think of what is happening within our province and our towns? Thank you very much. Colleagues, good morning. Welcome to the Standing Committee of Local Government in the Western Cape Provincial Parliament. My name is Mbulelo Isaac Sileku, and I'm the chairperson of the Standing Committee. And I will just give the members an opportunity to introduce themselves.
Good morning, everyone.
I would prefer that you do one at a time, please.
Good morning, Chair. Kayla Murray, member of the committee.
Good morning, Chairperson and members and staff. Cameron Dagmore, also member of the committee. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Chair. My name is Matledi Maseko, and I'm the member to the Standing Committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, members, and welcome to the meeting. John, is there any apologies?
Chairperson, did not receive any apologies.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Do we have guests in our meeting that we don't know of, John?
Chairperson, just a few members from SALGA, Mr. Kombrink, Councillor Pint, and Luiso, and Mrs. September from SALGA that joined us.
Well, I would allow them an opportunity to introduce themselves so that they don't become ghost members. SALGA?
Thank you, Chair. Councillor Pint, I'm from the city of Cape Town, representing SALGA. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. Next, Volgende.
Chairperson, we're going to observe protocol. We've got two councillors and two officials. I suppose Mr. Comrie has joined but struggling to unmute. I'll take the opportunity to introduce myself. I'm Gosnati September, Senior Advisor, Municipal Finance at SALGA Provincial Office.
Okay, thank you very much. Welcome. I see Paul Swartz online as well. Okay, colleagues, with those viewers, Joanna, can we go to the first item? We are just going to deal with the finalization of our resolution or suggestion for our oversight visit for the three municipalities two in the Central Karoo and in the Garden Route municipality. I believe that you have sent a correspondence to the members to forward some resolution that I think that it should be recorded. And I would like you to flight those resolution and then members can omit and add, and then we'll take it from there. Thank you very much, John.
Okay, Chairperson, you just give me 2 seconds. I just want to get to that file. Chairperson, now it's Chair, just bear with me quickly. Can't seem to find the thing now. Yes.
Are you winning, Johan?
Yeah, I'm winning. I'm winning, Chair. I'm winning. I just want to see where it is. Did he go to?
It's nog donker in my kind.
Hey, every person, there we go. Should be possible, visible now?
Yeah, it is, it is, it is, it is.
Okay.
It is. Colleagues, these are the possible resolution that has, that we have for now. Is there anything that you would want to add, members?
Yeah, I just need a minute to reread, please.
Oh, no, no, Lala.
Because yes, with you. I was thinking that it would be good to request from the Department of Treasury more information on mScholar and the ICT support and capacitation that they're providing to these municipalities. And I say this just because when they spoke about data strings and how the Auditor General essentially couldn't audit any of the information because the output from the ICT systems they were using, apologies. Got a naughty dog in the background. The data strings that were being generated, so essentially all the financial information we were looking at was incorrect. So I'd really like to get more information on what Treasury is doing to capacitate the ICT of those municipalities and also more information on mScholar because that seems to be a very pivotal component in this. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, John. You got that one?
That's correct, Chairperson. Just a question, do we just want the information, or Chair, should we rather ask the Provincial Treasury to come and do a briefing to the committee on the mScholar and then the ICT support to those municipalities?
I would suggest that we invite them to do a presentation and a briefing so that we can look at the challenges that is confronted by, especially the smaller municipalities in terms of making sure that the data that is incorporated into mScholar is the accurate data.
Okay, will do.
Anyone?
Okay, I'm happy with that. I think it's also a really good suggestion because of when we, and I know I keep going on about this, but the OPEX versus the CAPEX and the underspendage on CAPEX. And then I understand there's a lot of regulatory red tape around how CAPEX can be spent, but just trying to better understand, and maybe this is a request for information, but better understand what is the red tape around how CAPEX can be spent in an underfunded, but unfunded budget, so we can understand why is it that they're not spending their CAPEX despite it being so small in comparison to their OPEX. Thanks.
Okay, I see Member Maseko.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I've been trying to just remove this raised hand because I changed from my phone to the laptop, but I think the connection is giving me troubles, and I know it's my responsibility to make sure I'm where the connection is stable. But another thing that maybe, Chair, we have to look at is the issue.
You need to unmute yourself. We can't hear you.
You can hear me.
We can hear you now.
Just going to connect on the cell phone. I'm just going to connect on the cell phone. I'll come back because, yeah, it's the connection on the laptop. I don't know what's happening, but on the phone it's quite different. It's stable, but the laptop is giving me trouble. But I wanted to talk to the issue of the municipalities where we saw the escalated amounts that have been paid to the councillors to have a session to find out where is the loophole, and in those circumstances, because so far with the intervention that is happening, it's like the intervention doesn't give a directive of what has to be implemented with immediate effect. And if that's the case, that there is a directive, what are the consequence management to recover that money that was not supposed to be paid over? So I don't know, how can we put that to close that loophole? I'm talking to this because I feel like we have gone there, and then the results of some of the municipalities year after year, it has been the same. So somehow this committee, we have to say, at least we've got one thing that we are going to nip and cut it, that it doesn't happen again. So I don't know how to put that to Johan, where we can have the engagement and whom do we have to engage with? Is it the department that is going to assist us in empowering us? Empowering the municipalities, how can they go about? Or the standing committee resolution, we have to interact with National to say, how can they deal with that? I don't know, Chair. I'm throwing it back to you.
No, it disappeared again. Joan?
Chairperson, I also lost a little bit of Member Maseko's input. I'll listen to the recording, but I will then formulate it. And I would propose that we perhaps, yeah, start with the Department of Local Government, and then we, from there on, we work it out and get other inputs on this. But I'll just have a look at it, and then I'll formulate it, Chairperson, in a resolution.
Okay, thanks. Member Dagmore, is there anything from your side?
Sorry, thank you, Chairperson. Sorry for the delay. No, I'm comfortable with the report and also what Member Maseko has said. So I'm okay with that, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
It's just that the only thing, Chair, which I think is linked to this, you know, I would also want to ask the committee whether, you know, time permitting, we could also conduct a similar exercise, particularly in Cedarburg and Matsikama. But, you know, I know that's not directly part of this agenda. Maybe I should raise it at a later point. But I think it was a useful exercise, and I think if we have time, we should also do that. But I'm happy with what's on the screen and with what Member Maseko proposed. Thanks.
No, thank you very much. And your request is noted, and we will deliberate it with it at another stage. Joanne, I think just from my side, I think we have raised this issue of the effectiveness of MPEX in making sure that municipalities are able to detect, you know, fruitless and wasteful expenditure. I think one would, I don't know whether we should ask the provincial treasury and SAGA just to come and brief us in terms of the kind of work that they are doing to make sure that the impacts within our municipalities are actually doing what is expected on them, and then if they are fully capacitated, and whether they are, you know, Section 79, you know, appointees, or are they full-time, you know, and just to get an understanding of what is currently happening in the space of MPEX within our municipalities. That would be something that will assist us in terms of dealing with the issue of audit outcomes. I think that's all from my side, just the issue of MPEX. I see Member Maseko, you are back.
Yes, I'm back. Thank you very much, Chair. I'm on the phone, and there's a huge difference. Chair, on the issue of the impact, I hear you. But here's the challenge, maybe, that we can attend to it a little bit different, that all the time we'll have the issue of another sphere of government. So on our resolution, we mustn't sound like we are imposing, but we want to be part of the scheme of the MPACs. So the big brother here has to be SAGA. So if we can put it this way, that we request SAGA or we communicate with SAGA for us to engage with all the MPACs so that we can have a session with the MPACs and invite our partner stakeholders like your AG for them to understand the responsibility of being part of that the spirit of the good governance, just to make sure that we are part of them. So because in the past we have hit a wall because of it was like we came out as if you are not doing your work correctly, come let's, and we don't want that language in a way. We want to be part of them to say, how do we deal with this issue? Let's form partnership so that we can just be a phone call away. But SAGA has to be a big brother here more than anything else. So if we can put it in that fashion, and then I agree with you, just the how part of it that we are not imposing, we are just partners that we can help each other in dealing with the issues that are at hand.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Member Maseko, because honestly, that's my take in how we conduct our business. We don't want to be seen as the committee that knows it all. Ours is to support where we can, and I agree that we should give this to SAGA. That's how they coordinate that particular engagement, you know, where we are also invited, the AG is invited and provincial treasurer is invited, so that we can just sit in one room and see what is it that we can do to make sure that the job that is supposed to be performed by MPEC is duly performed, and what is it that we need to do as the standing committee in strengthening the hand of MPEC. So I think that I would welcome, and I SAGA is part of our meeting. We will give that to them so that they can assist us in that regard to make sure that we give the necessary support to our MPACs. So, John, you got all of those resolutions, ne?
I do, Chairperson. Thank you so much. I'll formulate it and it will be adopted in our next minute, but we can start communication. So long.
You know, is members happy with this one so that we can move to the next point on the agenda?
Related today. Thank you.
Ngosi kakhulu. Thank you very much. Joanne, the next one will be the minutes of our previous meetings. Colleagues, the minutes has been circulated and I believe all of you have read the minutes. Can I get a mover that we accept all the minutes that has been sent by Joanne in due time?
Jay, are we going to do minutes date by date, or you want us to adopt them as a whole in its totality?
I'm in your hands. If you have read all of them, you can propose that we accept them as a whole, or you can go one on one. It's up to you, members.
Okay, I would second the proposal by Member Maseko and propose that we adopt all.
That's a proposal.
And the seconder. Chair, we adopt all.
Thank you very much. Joanne, our last item, our quarterly report.
Hey, person, let me just bring him up. There we go, chairperson. It should be visible. That's for the first quarter, April 23 till June 23, Chair.
John, just go up again.
Up, sorry.
Yeah, there's a challenge.
Hey, Chairperson, my apologies. I thought I have now removed all the O's.
I was quoted in another media statement as the Keko. So, hi, there's a challenge in terms of my surname, but it does not sit well with me.
Hey, Chair.
No, but it's okay.
Next chocolate is on me, Chair.
Chair, there's a famous quote, if they can pronounce Tchaikovsky, they can pronounce my surname.
Okay.
Now I'm scared to go to the members attendance list.
Nice, all good.
Hey, there he goes.
Okay, let's see. Oh, it's here. It's here, it's here, it's here, it's here, it's here, it's here. Okay, cool.
Chairperson, we just had the one meeting that was postponed, and that was because of the cyber attack that was just happened to be on that 23rd, that Tuesday, the 23rd of May. So that's the meeting we postponed.
Well, we were in George on that day, I remember. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And then we flew to George for the public hearings as well.
Yeah. We're in George. Yes. Okay. You can go down, John. Yeah, it's good. And yeah, oh, I just want to see the expenditure. No, it's good. It's very nice.
Okay, don't show it to Member Maseko. She might want to have a bite of that.
You know, cost containment is very much important. Okay, can go down, John.
Chair, we still have 77, Chair.
Yes,
the
ma'am.
Standing committee.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I know the PFMA or the farm blood it checks the quarterly reports, how much did you spend. Will you be able to spend what is allocated to you? So as a committee, we have responsibility, your hand. I'm just saying, you can continue.
Okay, noted, ma'am.
Okay, colleagues, that's our quarterly report. Is everybody happy?
Chair, since we are progressive, I'm going to propose we adopt our quarterly report, Chair.
Can you get a second?
Seconded.
Okay.
Seconded.
Yeah, colleagues, that's the end of our deliberations and business of the day. Before we close, is there anything that Salga would want to say? Or are they just observing?
Thank you, Chair. From Drakenstein. I just received a message from Luiso and Jamela. He said Salga will facilitate and coordinate engagement with the SC on local government, impacts, provincial treasury, AGSA, and DLG. Date for this meeting will be communicated. Thank you, Chair.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very progressive. I appreciate that.
Chairperson, I'll also liaise with Luiso because I know the members' diaries are extremely congested and there's very little dates on the program. I don't want it to be a clash and then it appears the committee is not interested, but I'll speak to Luiso and we look for a mutual date that we could set up this.
Okay. Thank you very much, John. Please do that. I see Nkosinathi.
Thank you very much, sir. What you omitted in our introduction to convey our apologies for not participating in your engagement that you had with the three selected municipalities. On the very same day, we had commitment with the very same municipalities. What we did to accommodate the program is to have our sessions hour before, following our mandate at SALGA representing municipalities. When we're in Ghana land, we convene hours 9 up until 10. Your session started at 2 o'clock. It was by no means a disrespect to the committee, but because of those commitments, we could not release the representatives of SALGA to the engagement. We omitted to indicate that.
Oh, no, thank you very much. Maybe also from our side, I think what we need to do going forward, as Member Dagmo is also propose that we should actually do a similar exercise in other municipalities, that before we can decide on a particular date, we should actually just liaise with you, because it would be very important that we also have SALGA in this meeting so that you can also share your experiences in terms of your members. So yeah, I think we've learned something from that as well. And yeah, colleagues, Member Maseko.
Chair, in addition to that, I think what will work, leshing on what Mr. Kutsia was saying, that we have limited days for the engagements, and what Member Dagmo said of the engagement with other municipalities, it's important, and it's what we need to do with time if it's there. Maybe we can, Johan, if you have to look at it and look in the districts, rather than going from municipality to municipality, then we go to a district municipality and we call all those B municipalities to be at the same place, and then they can do the presentation to presentation where we can allocate the day to engage. Then it cuts all the time that we'll need from moving from one municipality to another. That maybe can work in if we have to have time to get to do those engagements. Thank you, Chair, for your indulgence.
Thank you very much, Madam Masego. Colleagues, I think we have come to the end of our meeting. If there is nothing from your side, meeting adjourned. Thank you very much, John and the colleagues. Have a blessed day further. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much,
Jay.
Thank you, Candice. Thank you, Johan. Thank you, everybody. You
thank too, you, members.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Chair, members. Goodbye.
Bye.